Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So, have you heard these phrases before? You'll be fine. Don't cry. Just smile. It could be worse. How many times have we all heard those phrases and just thought to ourselves, off, you know? Well, psychotherapist and author Whitney Goodman from Miami got so sick of them that she started a board on Pinterest highlighting how ridiculous they are. She calls it toxic positivity. And that's the title of a book that she has compiled them in. And Whitney joins me now to tell us why they are so harmful. Whitney, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, Whitney, you wrote this book during a global pandemic while pregnant. I bet you have a few more to add to that list now.
Yes, I absolutely do.
What are they? What are some of them you'd like to add?
Oh, gosh. During the pandemic, a lot of them were just be grateful you have a job or you have a roof over your head. Or while I was pregnant, you know, every child is a blessing. You shouldn't complain. Enjoy every minute.
Oh, God, there's so many you could add to that. Just be happy with what you have. Be content. Think of the pot, all that kind of stuff. Why do you hate those inspirational quotes so much?
They're very dismissive and they really tell us, like, please just shut up and stop talking when someone says it to us in a moment where we're feeling distressed or looking for support. And I find them to be super unhelpful.
It is exhausting if you're trying to be happy all the time and positive all the time, isn't it?
It's exhausting and it's absolutely not possible. So I really think it's time we all stop pretending that we can get there.
But there has to be a balance, right? I mean, you don't want to be completely negative all the time, or do you just think the truth is just the important part of all of this?
So a lot of people say that, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? Just be negative all the time? And I think there is a happy medium, and that's where we can look at helpful positivity, which is recognizing that there's good and there's bad and there's a lot of gray in between, and we allow ourselves to notice both, make room for both, and really arrive at our own conclusions naturally without being like dragged, you know, kicking and screaming to that positive place when we're not ready to be there. And some things are just bad.
Yeah, I totally get it. And what about all these people talking about the law of attraction? You know, people have sold books on this. Is there any truth in it, do you think?
So there's absolutely a lot of power in saying, this is something I want. I'm going to identify it and put it out there in the world. The problem arises when we say, okay, your thoughts are what attract certain things to you, even the bad things in your life. And I would hate for anyone who has been a victim of really terrible circumstances to feel like, oh, wow, I brought this on myself because of how I was thinking.
Yeah, I get it. Can you talk about the whoop technique?
Yeah. So this is a great technique where we're able to identify what we want and any potential obstacles or opportunities that might come up for us, and then our plan for how we're going to get there. And this was developed by another psychologist, and I think it's a great way to manifest in a way that is attainable for the real world. So you're looking out for what can get in your way, what's possible, and actually taking action on it.
You've loads of examples in the book. For example, someone who's lost their job, someone dealing with grief, infertility. Can you tell us about some of those instances and how they could have been handled maybe differently?
Absolutely. So I identify these different topics in the book where positivity can become toxic. And I think particularly with grief and loss, we say a lot of these, like, they're in a better place now, or they wouldn't want to see you sad. And with these situations, I would suggest that people really just try to be present with the person, allow them to talk about their pain, listen, seek understanding rather than trying to like sound like a Hallmark card or bring them into this place of positivity, because these are just hard topics and people deserve respect and understanding and compassion when they're talking about them.
Absolutely. And and no fault of their own. I mean, people just don't know what to say in these situations. So it's probably just best, like you said, to say nothing and just be present and just be with that person. That's good advice. You also single out forced fun in offices. Does that irk you?
It does, just because I find that the offices that do this the most often have the most toxic work culture. And when I'm hearing, you know, from my own patients, like, gosh, I really just want adequate resources or equal pay at the office, but they keep sending around like a bar cart or putting in ping pong tables. And to me, it's just resources not being allocated in the right area that would actually help people at work and help them feel better.
Let me ask you this, because we often hear people say that they are cutting out negative people out of their lives. Is that a good idea?
It's not. It's also not possible. So whenever people say this, I'm always wondering, like, what do you mean by that? Are you going to eliminate anybody that's struggling, that's having a bad day? You know, what about you? What's that going to be like for you, cutting out negativity? There's a big difference between someone who's constantly complaining about the weather or whatever, and someone who is going through a hard time. And I think we have to think about, like, what would my life be like if I cut out everyone that was struggling, everyone that was grieving, etc.
What about body positivity and positivity in times of illness? Do you think that it can work and be beneficial in the long run or no?
So I think we've just taken it a little bit too far, particularly with body positivity. We have been taught to hate our bodies, you know, through the media, et cetera. And then this body positivity movement came out of like, well, now you should love your body. And there's a lot of incongruence going on in our minds. Like, wait, what is it? And that gap in between of, I feel like I hate my body, but I should love it, gets so deep that it's very hard to imagine that that's possible. Which is why I suggest that people engage in more realistic thinking of like, can I respect my body? Can I, you know, just feel okay about my body or not hate it all the time? And same with illness, you know, the idea that someone can cure their illness with positive thoughts has not really been proven adequately. And so I think it's great to look at how can I use my attitude to help me get through this tough time, but not that it's necessarily going to fix everything.
I like that, what you said there about realistic thinking, because that sounds so much easier to do than just thinking something because someone's told us to. I mean, you're dead right in saying it's very easy to talk about body positivity, but some people who might like their body feel that they have to because they're told they have to. So realistic thinking is the way to go. What is the solution? I won't ask you what it takes to be happy, but how do we lead to a stage of fulfillment, I suppose?
Yeah, I think what's so important is that we accept that happiness is just one feeling, one emotion. We're going to feel it sometimes and not in others. And what we should be doing instead is trying to create a life that is in line with our values. And when we're living in accordance with the things that are important to us, we can feel a wide variety of emotions, but we know that we're always moving towards what is important. And that feels fulfilling and gratifying and will allow us to actually feel more happiness along the way and also appreciate the other emotions that come up.
Listen, thank you so much for that. It's a really interesting read, Whitney. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us about it today. The book is called Toxic Positivity, Keeping It Real in a World Obsessed with Being Happy. It's a great title. Thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Whitney. Bye-bye. There we go. What did you think of that? Are there people in your life? Are you one of those people who is obsessed with being positive and won't allow yourself or other people to be negative? I'd love to hear from you. And what did you make of that chat and her thoughts on toxic positivity? You can get in touch with the show, 51552. You can also mail me, jen@rte.ie. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.